Hello all and welcome into my broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Today I want to talk about the miracles that my husband and myself has experienced in our ministry. 36 years my husband and I trucked across the country called Trucking for Jesus, taking the gospel to truck drivers. We had a mobile chapel, a church on wheels, that we took into truck stops and held services for the drivers. Today I want to share with you just some of the miracles, the many miracles, the miracles that I've not read about or heard about, but the miracles that I have experienced. And I want to share with you the goodness of God. I pray that you will stay tuned, and I know that you will be encouraged and uplifted as you hear this broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you give us courage and strength to preach your word. Let us preach without fear, without favor, or with compromise. Let us stand faithful to your word to the very end, never backing off of the truth, but to be courageous in the fight of faith that we have. Help us to love one another, be kind to one another, and long-suffering as you have commanded us. For you said in your word that they would know us by your love. Help us to show that love wherever we go, and we thank you for it. We pray for salvation for the lost, Lord. This ministry prays that you save the lost, and all the ones that back me in the ministry, and all the ones that are praying for me. Lord, we just come together in one mind and one accord, and ask God that you save many souls. We know some water, some sow, but it's you, God, that gives the increase. And like John the Baptist, he said that we must decrease, but you must increase. For you are the God of increase. Not only you give us increase, but Lord, you are need to be increasing in our lives, in our hearts, and we need to make you Lord over every area of our life and to surrender our all. For truly, you are our all in all, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read a familiar scripture, and most of you will probably know this scripture and have probably quoted it many, many times. It's out of Philippians 4:19. It said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Today I want you to know that if you'll trust in him, the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, in the 34th chapter, and I read it last week on a broadcast in the 22nd verse, that if we would trust in him, we would not be desolate. And it is telling us in this verse I just read that God would supply all of our need. And that's what I want to talk about today, how God supplied and is still supplying the need of Trucking for Jesus. My husband and I started the ministry 36 years ago of Trucking for in 1975. A Trucking for Jesus. My husband went home to be with the Lord in 2011, and I've been carrying on the gospel and the ministry for the last 3 years now by myself. And I just thank God for the strength and the mercy that he's given us. But I thank God for the many, many years that my husband and I had together as we were able to go into truck stops all across the United States and preach to the drivers and anyone else that God brought our way. And you know, when you have a church on wheels such as ours was, a 18-wheeler, that's 18 tires, 18 tractor trailer and tires, 300-some gallons of fuel, truck insurance, and all the expense to keep the ministry going. I'm here to tell you, children, God blessed and God supplied every need, just like his word said. And today, I just want to tell you just a few of the miracles that God sent our way to keep us trucking for Jesus. As you know, I told you that our chapel on wheels, Trucking for Jesus, we had 18 tractor trailer tires. And if any of you ever bought tires for a car, you know how much they cost. Well, you just think about buying tires for tractor and trailers. We're talking, like one lady said, that's dropping a wad. That's dropping a big hunk of money when you go putting tires on a tractor and trailer. And there was a time that we especially needed a tire for our trailer. And at that time, we just didn't have that much cash money to put out for a tire for the trailer. And we just prayed over that one we had that was in such need of replacement. We just asked the Lord to meet our need. And we didn't know how it was going to come. We didn't know how it was going to be, but we just knew we needed it to keep on keeping on. And we just did the best we could and kept on going with that tire that we had that needed to be replaced. And we were coming into a little small truck stop in Barstow, California. And as we were coming down the road toward the truck stop, we saw some highway road workers with their unit pulled on the side of the road, and they were flagging us down. And my husband said, well, wonder what's wrong. Wonder why they're flagging us down. So we pulled our tractor trailer over to the side of the road. He got out of his truck, and he walked up to where they were. And he said, excuse me, but what's the matter? Why are you flagging me down? And the young man that flagged us down, he said, well, there's nothing wrong, mister. He said, my partner and I just found a brand new tire and wheel right here on the side of the road, and we saw your truck coming, and we thought maybe you would want it. And you know what? It was the exact size, and it was exactly what we needed. It was exactly what we asked the Lord for, a brand new tire and wheel laying on the side of the road. God had, and you know what was so amazing? God had to flag us down to give it. God blessed. We needed a tire. We didn't have the money for it, but God sent it in. God blessed us with it. You say, is that the only time that God blessed you financially? No, God, for 36 years, and is still keeping the ministry going on in the name of Jesus. We were in a truck stop usually at Redding Truck Stop and TA Truck Stop in Northern California on Christmas time. And on Christmas morning, I walked out across the lot. And this one Christmas morning, I just thank the Lord for the opportunity that we were able to be there and to preach the gospel. And when I said that, the devil spoke into my heart, and he said, well, you better enjoy this trip, because this is going to be the last trip that you'll be able to make. He said, insurance is coming due on your tractor and trailer in just a few days, and you and your husband, you don't have the money for the insurance. And my heart began to sink, and I thought, no, we don't have the insurance money in the bank, and it is not long after we're going to have the $5,000 to give us back on the road. And I began to pray about that, and then I stopped myself. I said, no. I said, devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. The God that I'm serving, if he can't pay insurance on an old tractor and trailer, we're all in bad shape. And if I don't ever come back again, it won't be because God couldn't supply what we needed to come back out. It would just be simply he's redirected the ministry. And I'm here to tell you, devil, you're not going to stop the work of God. And with that, I went back in the chapel. And then some folks began to come in, and some of my friends, they come in, and one of the ladies that was with her husband came and bought me a beautiful Christmas gift package, gave me one and one for my husband. They were all in a bag together, and we thanked her for the gift, and they stayed a while, and we enjoyed fellowship. And when she left, I went back in the living quarters, and we opened up the gift that she had bought us. She bought my husband some, it was Avon she bought us. She bought my husband some things from Avon and bought me some Avon gifts. It was really nice, really, really nice stuff that she bought us from Avon. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but when you're in truck stops, you don't see the Avon lady. I want you to understand that. But it was a real treat for us to give those nice gifts, and it was very thoughtful of her. But then on the inside of that package, there was a Christmas card in an envelope, and we reached down in there, and I pulled that envelope out, and I opened up the card that she had put in that package of Avon. And when I opened up that card, there was a check in there for $5,000. Exactly what we needed to get us back on the road for another trip for another year. Let me tell you something. God sent that money in, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I'd agreed with the enemy that day, that gift would have never come in. But I stood on the blessings of God, knowing that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I want to tell you, that's been many years ago, And I still get excited when I see Avon. It's just something about it. When I see Avon, I get excited. God can send you a blessing if it be by Avon, if it be by Mary Kay. I don't care how he sends it. He can send you a blessing any way he wants to. God is able to meet and supply your every need. And not only will God send the needs that you have, but in one part of the scripture says he'll give you the desires of your heart. My husband and I, we went to a Bible study one night, and as we was at that Bible study, the lady of the house served us coffee, and when she did, she served us on china cups and saucers, and I tell you, it was so nice. See, we lived in the back of a semi-trailer. That was our living quarters while we were on the road, and any dishes that we had on that chapel had to be non-breakable. We had big old plastic coffee mugs that we drank out of so they would survive the trucking. And when I had that coffee that night, when I got back to the chapel, I told my husband, I said, oh, coffee just tastes better in that china. It was so nice. He said, I know what you're thinking, but he said, it ain't no way we can get china. There's no way you're going to get china in a truck stop, and you might as well just get over that part right there. And I thought, well, okay, that'll be fine. And a few days later, my son, who was traveling with us, he was just a little fellow, and I had to homeschool him. And I knew of a place from the truck stop that we were in at that time. They had a shop. It was called Nearly New Shop, and it was within walking distance of the truck stop. And I went down to that Nearly New Shop to see if I could find some extra reading books that my son would need in his schooling. And I went in and I began to look through that little shop called the Nearly New Shop. And I tried to find some extra reading books for my son. And I did. I found some that I thought I could use. And as I was browsing around on her shelves, I found this beautiful china cup and saucer. And I thought, oh boy. I've got my china cup and saucer. Oh, I've got me a nice cup and saucer. And I took the books and I took the cup and saucer up to the counter. And I laid everything on the counter. And as the lady added up the books took all my money. And I didn't have enough money that she was asking for the cup and saucer. So I just put the cup and saucer back to the side. And I told her, I said, I won't be getting that. I'll just take the books. And I paid her for the books, and she packaged them up. And as I was getting ready to walk out the door, she said, ma'am, come back here, please. And I went back to the counter, and I said, yes, ma'am, what is it? She said, you can have this cup and saucer. Go ahead and take it. I knew then that God gave me a gift, a desire of my heart. You say, Blondie, that wasn't nothing. That was just an old cup and saucer. No, it was more than that. It was a delight to me, and God just blessed me with a little something, a little joy for my journey, a little cup and saucer. It reminded me every time that I would get my little cup and saucer out, and I would drink my coffee out of it. I'd be reminded how the Lord saw that it was just something I took delight in. I really, really, it wasn't something that was a life or death situation. It was just a trinkle of God's blessing, a touch of his love, a little gift that he sent me that day. And it wasn't little, it was big to me. And as I held that cup and saucer in my hand, I began to think about that all the things that I couldn't hold in my hand, God still took care of them. How God took care of things that was beyond our reach. How God blessed us with the immediate things that we needed. But yet, he still took time to send in a cup and saucer. Oh, that's been many, many years ago. You say, what about your cup and saucer now? Honey, on my little table at home now, if you come in my little apartment now that I live in, you'd see little cups and saucers sitting around. God just didn't give me one. He gives me many. And you know what? Even now when I see a cup and saucer, I still get excited. Not because of the china, but because it reminds me of the goodness of God. If you'll just look around right now, you'll see a lot of things in your possession, precious things. We think sometimes that A gift's not a gift unless somebody spends a whole lot of money on them or it's big. But you know what? It's the little things. It's the precious things in our life. It's the gifts that our children colored or the little cards they made for us or the little notes that we leave behind for our loved ones or the gifts that mean so much. One of the most awesome things I think I've ever seen in my life, before we come on the road, we used to have a nursing home ministry. And we went to the service one night. It was around Christmas time. And I walked into a lady's room that went to the chapel services with us. And she was wrapping up a Christmas present to go to her daughter. And she had it in this white box. And she was just putting her daughter's name on it and wasn't taping it up or anything. And I told her, I said, honey, that won't go through the mail like that. She said, well, I don't have nothing else. I said, well, if you'll trust me, I'll take it home and I'll wrap it for you and I'll mail it for you if you'll let me. And she said, would you please? I said, I'd be more than honored to. I'd be glad to. So I took her little gift and I put it in the car and the next day I got it out and I was going to wrap it and address it to her daughter. And I thought, you know, I better look inside, just not being nosy, but make sure it's nothing in there that would be breakable, that it would get to her daughter. And it was a gift that the mother was sending out of the nursing home to her daughter. And when I opened that box up and I saw the gift that was in that box that mother was sending, my heart sank. In that box, it was one chocolate-covered cherry. It was a white wash rag. And it was a little bar of soap. And that's what that mother at that nursing home was sending her daughter for Christmas. That's all she had. And as I wrapped that gift for that lady and I mailed it to her daughter, I just prayed, Lord, I pray that that daughter just knows what a sacrifice, what that meant. You know, that was probably one of the most precious gifts I've ever seen. She gave all that she had. I'm reminded of the little widow woman that came up and gave all she had, two mites, and Jesus said she gave more than all the rest because she gave out of her living. She gave from her heart. And that's the way our gifts should be, because you see, that's how God gives to us. He gives to us out of a heart full of love. And I want you to know today that no matter what you need, the Lord will give it to you out of a heart full of love. My grandson got in some trouble and he ran away from home. And I was praying that God would bring him back home. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what will it take to bring him back home? And God spoke into my heart and he said, I'm going to bring him back home with my love. I'm going to bring him back home through my love. And that's how we all come to God, is through the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would just believe on him, he said, you could have eternal life. The greatest love story ever told is that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. If you could just get that down, that's the greatest message you could ever hear. Jesus loves me. And like the little song the children sing, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. My husband and I, we trucked together. Everywhere we went together. Like I said, we trucked for 36 years across the country. And we've had a lot of wonderful times together. We were together till death do us part. I married him when I was just a young girl. Stayed with him through it all, and he stayed with me through it all. And we loved each other till the day he died, till death parted us. And you know, not only was we loved one another, but we were also good friends. See, the Lord will supply all your need. He'll give you the compassion. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the strength to weather through the hard times and the good times and even in death. And even when you lose your companion, and I know that I have a lot of friends that have lost their companion, and it's hard sometimes to go when you've lost your loved one. But let me tell you, God will give you strength. And to know that if they were born again, you'll see them again. Know that one day you'll be reunited. One day you'll be together. That's love. That's God's love. But my God shall supply all your need. He gives you your needs in your life or your daily needs. He gives you the desires of your heart. He'll bless you with such and such things. He told David, he told King David, I'll give you such and such things. No good thing will the Lord withhold from us if we'll just trust and obey Him. He won't give us anything that will hurt us. A lot of times we ask God for things, and He can see on down the road, and some things that we ask for, it might not be the good thing for us. It might not be the thing that we need, but God will see to us that we have that which will help us and get us through to the next day and the next hour. My son, when I was homeschooling him, he was a little fellow one day, and he'd heard some girls talking about that they had won some prizes in the school that they were attending. And later he come to me that evening by himself, and he said, Mama, I can't win any prizes because I travel with you and Daddy, and I'm homeschooled, and I can't win prizes like other kids. And I told him, I said, oh, that don't matter. You know, we love you, and God loves you, and those things don't matter. God will take care of you. And we just dropped it. He didn't talk to nobody but just me about it, and we didn't say no more about it. And a couple weeks later, we started a revival in a little church in Appomattox, Virginia. And the first night of the revival, as they finished the singing and the pastor got up and was getting ready to turn the service over to us, he said, before I turn the service over to Bunny and Blonnie, he said, as I was praying today, God told me to do something for their son, and he called our son Orville Jr. up to the front. He said, as I was praying today, God told me that each night of the revival, I was to give you a gift. That each night of the revival, I was to give you a gift. And each night of the revival that we were at, that pastor of that church called my son up and presented him with a gift. He had no way of knowing what had happened. He had no way of knowing that it was his desire to receive a gift. He had no way of knowing, but you see, it was God's heart of love that gave a gift to a small child. But you say, that was sweet, Blonnie, and I'm sure you son, yes, he appreciated it. Yes, he loved it. But let me go further. Let me explain to you. That pastor of that church, we stayed and we come every year for his church revival. We were very dear, close friends. That pastor passed away of the church. And you know who pastors his church today? My son, and has pastored there for over 20 years. A gift given with a heart full of love many, many years ago is still going on, that was placed in a child's heart, and now he stands in that man's pulpit and has for the last 20 years carrying on the work that he started for Jesus. A gift of love never goes untouched. A gift of love never goes without bearing fruit. A gift of love is always accounted by God. A gift of love is always from the heart of God. And I want you to know today how much Jesus loves you. Many times we see people that get themselves in trouble, and they mess up their lives, and it's easy to go to them and say, you done this and you done that. And I'm not saying we shouldn't correct them or try to help them. I'm not saying that. But be careful that you just don't grind them to powder. Give them a helping hand. Sometimes we get just think, well, how much more can I do, or how much further can I go? Oh, be patient. God has been patient with us. Pray for them. Love them. Encourage them in a word. And always tell them that you love them. When my grandson left home, and sometimes I would see him on the street, and I would tell him, son, I love you. I love you unconditionally, and I'm always praying for you. Let me tell you, God's love will bring them in. And it's through God's love, many of you out there today, you're caught up in sin, and you're doing things that are wrong, and you know it's wrong, and you don't know which way to turn, and you're afraid you're under condemnation. You don't have to live that way. Jesus wants to love you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to bring you in, and He wants you to be saved. And you come to Him through His love, and you come to Him because God is watching out for you, and He wants you to come into salvation. And I want you to know that you have no need today that God can't provide for you. I think about all the many wonderful meals that my husband and I had together. One thing that we did every day when we were in the truck stops, when we would get up in the morning, we would say we were going on our date together. Every morning we'd have a date in the truck stop, and we would go in together and have our breakfast together, and we would start our day off with our date. And now that my husband has gone home to be with the Lord, I miss those morning dates, and I miss those times together. And I want to tell you that are listening, don't take for granted your loved ones. Cherish every minute. Love every minute, knowing that you will face nothing that God can't handle. It may be too big for you, and so many times it's just absolutely too big for us to handle. But nothing is too small, nothing is too bad, nothing is too big, nothing is too great that God can't handle. Nothing is too hard that He can't work out. Nothing is impossible with God if only we will believe. I went to a conference one time, and they invited all these preachers up front to interpret their point of view, what they thought faith was. And they went in and they give a lot of scriptures, and they did a lot of theological explanations, and they went on and on. And at the end of the line, there's a little 12-year-old boy at the end of the line. And they asked him, said, "Son, what do you think faith is?" And he said, "Well, I guess faith is just taking God at His word." And I guess that's one of the greatest explanations I've ever heard of all the preaching and all the teaching I've ever heard, is faith is taking God at His word. And I want to read His word to you again, and I read earlier, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." All you need. Sometimes, you know, you just need a smile. Sometimes you just need an encouraging word. Sometimes you just need to feel the arms of God around you. Sometimes you need healing. Sometimes we all the time we need deliverance and forgiveness of sin. Sometimes we just need to see the roses bloom. I love to hear the birds sing. I love to see the little hummingbirds. God sends us blessings in many ways. Please don't be too busy. Please don't be too wrapped up in this world that you can't stop and see the blessings of God, and see how good God is, and how He will meet and supply your every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. "But my God shall supply all your need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus." I see people every day. They are so busy, and look like now, as people are on cell phones, they don't have time to talk to one another. They don't have time to correspond with one another. But put your phone down. Look people in the eye. Take their hand and talk to them. Tell them you love them. Tell your children you love them. When I would go out on the road, and I know we would be gone for a long time, many, many months we'd stay on the road, I'd go through my mama's house, and what I would do, before I left mama, I would write little notes, and I'd say, "Mama, I love you. Mama, I think you're great." And I'd just write all kind of little notes, and I'd stick them in her coat pocket. I'd put them in the dashboard of her car. I'd put them in her jewelry box. I'd put them down in her shoes. I'd put them in the pockets on her pants, and I'd put them in her dresser. I just put them all so she'd find them all the time that I was gone. And all during the time I was gone, she'd find little notes that I'd left her. And I'd try to leave her sweet notes telling her how much I love her. Let me tell you, people, you're leaving notes of one kind or the other. They're either sweet notes you're leaving behind, or you're leaving mean things. Don't be mean and don't be ugly. No matter how other people treat you, you be sweet. No matter how other people do you, you leave behind sweet notes. Have you ever passed anybody in the hallway and they had some really nice smelling perfume on, and after they left you could kind of catch a still fragrance, a scent of that fragrance? You know, leave a sweet fragrance. Leave a sweet note. And leave a sweet memory. Let our memories be sweet, dear Jesus. Let us walk as you're sweet to us. Let us be kind to others. For you, Lord, said in your word that you would supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we know through that, Lord, we'll never be without. We'll always have what we need. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Tune in again next week. And remember to pray for me. And if you have a request, send it to me and I will pray for you. God bless you. Thank you for listening.